Who killed Nokia? Nokia executives attempted to explain its fall from the top of the smartphone pyramid with three factors. One, that Nokia was technically inferior to Apple. Two, that the company was complacent. And three, that its leaders didn't see the disruptive iPhone coming. It has also been argued that it was none of the above. Nokia lost the smartphone battle because of divergent shared fears among the company's middle and top managers, which led to company-wide inertia that left it powerless to respond to Apple's game. Based off the findings of an in-depth investigation and 76 interviews with top and middle managers, engineers, and external experts, the researchers discovered a culture of fear due to temperamental leaders and that frightened middle managers were scared of telling the truth. The fear that froze the company came from two places. First, the company's top managers had a terrifying reputation. Some members of Nokia's board and top management were described as extremely temperamental and that they regularly shouted at people at the top of their lungs. It was very difficult to tell them things they didn't want to hear. Second, top managers were afraid of the external environment and not meeting their quarterly targets, which also impacted how they treated middle managers. Top managers thus made middle managers afraid of disappointing them. Middle managers were told that they were not ambitious enough to meet top managers' goals. Fearing the reactions of the top managers, middle managers remained silent or provided optimistic, filtered information. Thus, middle managers directly lied to top management. What was worse, a culture of status inside Nokia made everyone want to hold on to vested power for fear of resources being allocated elsewhere if they delivered bad news or showed that they were not bold or ambitious enough to undertake challenging assignments. Beyond verbal pressure, top managers also applied pressure for faster performance in personal selection. This led middle managers to overpromise and underdeliver. One middle manager told us that you can get resources by promising something earlier or promising a lot. It's sales work. While modest fear might be healthy for motivation, abusing it can be like overusing a drug, which risks generating harmful side effects. To reduce this risk, leaders should coordinate with the varied emotions of the staff. Nokia's top managers should have encouraged safe dialogue, internal coordination, and feedback to understand the true emotion in the organization.